Well, Jesus, we love you. And we really need your presence this week. We really need your presence. This first song is really like our prayer to kind of start this morning. It's Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. And it, when things are turbulent in the world, is swirling around us, you know, his presence doesn't necessarily solve those problems, but it puts them in their proper perspective. Tim just said, it's like, that's the perfect way of saying that. Puts this election and this transfer of power, the pandemic, all of these things that are going on in our world that are very anxiety producing and challenging, puts them in their proper perspective, and that's a gift. So, Holy Spirit, would you give us grace this morning to turn our eyes to you upon Jesus, to be able to see you and to experience your presence, God. Give us grace.
To see your eyes, Lord, to lock in on you, to lock in on you. Give us grace, God, give us grace. Thank you. Jesus.
fallen from the clouds. It's fallen from the clouds. Strange and lovely sound. I hear it in the thunder and the rain. It's ringing in the skies like cannons in the night. The music of the universe. Sing that verse again. It's fallen. Falling from the clouds, a strange and lovely sound. I hear it in the thunder and the rain. It's ringing in the skies like cannons in the night. The music of the universe plays. You are holy.
Still you love forever.
I just want to say there is no political solution because it's not a political problem. It is a spiritual problem. It's called sin and death. We've suffered from it since the Garden of Eden, and there's only one cure, and there's only one resolution. And he hasn't been voted out or voted in. He was there at the beginning. He's there right now. And after we're all gone, he's still going to be there. And we're worshiping him in that spirit. It's a spirit of truth. It's a spirit of hope. It's a spirit of life. It is a spirit of resurrection. It is a spirit of invincibility, a spirit of inevitability. Nothing can stop it. Nothing can change it. Nothing can even slow it down. He's working everything out according to his will, his plan, his time. He's not asking any favors. He's not asking any advice. He's asking for faith. The just shall live by faith. Sorry, I'm preaching.
This morning, that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. There's no one above you. There's no higher authority. This morning, Lord, as we gather together, we just acknowledge it is all you, Lord. It's all you, as we sing, this is all for you. We come this morning, and our hearts are lifted up as we lift our eyes to you, and we turn to you, Jesus, and we look to you. You are our only hope this morning. Yeah. So, Lord, pray this morning as we gather around your transforming presence. Come, Holy Spirit. A prayer that has been prayed throughout the history of the church. We need you. We can't do this without you. We need your breath. We need your life. We need your mercy. We need your grace. We need your love. because it's all you, Lord, we can stand here in confidence to say that all shall be well, and all manner of things shall be well. To echo the ancient prayer of Julian of Norwich, all shall be well, and all manner of things shall be well. And it is well with our soul this morning. So, Lord, we want to say thank you for this season that we're in. I don't know if you've noticed it, but the earth is kind of on fire right now in color, right? It's just the glory of God has been shouting and screaming these last few days. I just can't help but notice the earth saying, guys, don't lose sight. So God, we glorify your name. We join in all creation right now, just to echo this fall season, Lord, what we're surrounded with, the beauty of your creation, to remind us of the beauty of our Creator. Lord, we're grateful that we live in a nation where even though we've just walked through a very challenging election, Lord, we do what the scriptures command us to do, and we pray for our leaders, Lord. We pray for our nation. Thank you for the miracle that we get to witness every 4 years, the peaceful passing and transition of power. That is no small thing in the earth among men. And so, Lord, we continue to pray, your will be done and your kingdom come. We continue to pray, Lord, for our leaders as this new, just all those who are coming into office at every level, Lord, we pray, Lord, for our nation. We contend, Lord, for our nation. Let this continue to be a place where we can worship freely, proclaim you freely to the ends of the earth, that you may be glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray, we agree, and everybody said together, amen. Amen.